local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Well, we welcome you into a Friday edition of Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie, News Radio 92.3. We are informative, local, and dependable. The news happens when it wants to, not necessarily when we want it to. And a couple of situations this afternoon putting a damper on a Friday. You heard team coverage there on Channel 3 talking about the deadly shooting at the Pensacola Home Depot just down the road from the studio here on Davis Highway. One female confirmed dead. Sheriff's office initially saying that there was nobody else harmed. Now reporting two other people suffered minor injuries. Not sure what exactly the injuries are tied to, perhaps just some sort of debris, or maybe they were injured while trying to flee the scene. But the sheriff's office here just a few minutes ago releasing some updated information here. So as we start the show today, very somber here as we are piecing the puzzle together of what happened this afternoon. Obviously a very scary situation if you were an employee or just a customer in the store, all of a sudden shots ringing out. We've heard reports anywhere from there was just one or two gunshots to five or six, 10 to 12, kind of all over the place, but it certainly seems apparent that there were multiple gunshots that rang out inside the Home Depot store a little after 1 o'clock this afternoon. A female employee whose name and identity we do not know at this point confirmed dead this afternoon. The suspect we do know now, 20-year-old Keith Eric Agee. The sheriff's office also saying that he knew who the victim was. And as I was been working on this story throughout the afternoon, it certainly seemed to be a targeted attack in which whether it was domestic or whatever, I would assume that we would learn those details in the coming days. Eerily similar to the shooting incident involving Carla Williams at the Pensacola Fitness, where there was a domestic situation, and as she was working out in the gym, a suspect came in, opened fire, and killed her and left. This appears to be along the same lines as that situation. Of course, we'll learn more in the coming days, but again, one female victim confirmed dead this afternoon at the Home Depot on Davis Highway. 20-year-old Keith Eric Agee, the suspect, in custody. Sheriff Chip Simmons talked to reporters this afternoon out at the Home Depot, said that he initially fled the scene before contacting Pensacola police and turning himself in at the Mellow Mushroom restaurant about a mile down the road. So that is the very latest that we know. Of course, every Friday we check in at 4:30 with Tanner Stewart for the week that was. So we will talk to him live this afternoon as he is continuing on with team coverage for Channel 3. So we will talk to him and get an update on what he knows. Gracie, good to see you today.
Glad to be back.
We have one of our top three stories already covered, and we'll certainly follow this as the afternoon progresses here. The other top three stories today elsewhere in the country, starting in Hawaii, where the death toll from the Hawaii wildfires now up to 55. Hawaiian officials say that number to keep rising as rescue efforts continue in Maui, where the resort town of Lahaina has been nearly destroyed by the fire that started on Tuesday.
Hawaii is a pretty small community, and we all have friends or family who've been impacted by this. The loss of life, the loss of commerce, the loss of business, the loss of the historic community.
And that fire left thousands homeless and destroyed up to 1,000 buildings as well. Also, another top story today, a prosecutor that's leading the criminal case into Hunter Biden's taxes is being granted special counsel status. Attorney General Merrick Garland made that announcement today.
I'm here today to announce the appointment of David Weiss as a special counsel
consistent with the Department of Justice regulations governing such matters.
Weiss has been investigating the president's son since 2019, and a tentative plea deal on misdemeanor tax and gun charges collapsed following scrutiny from a federal judge. Those are our top three stories today. The other big story in the area this afternoon, I-10 westbound over in Santa Rosa County near the Holt exit. This is not sure the severity of this accident. We know it's a big one. That is closed in the westbound lanes. Gracie, anything else out there that you're seeing?
Yep. So that's going to be the major slowdown. Again, it's westbound. It's at exit 45, which is the Holt exit, and it's closed off. So you'll have to get off at that exit. So just keep that in mind throughout our area. Pensacola looking good on I-10 and I-110, Highway 90 in Milton and Pace. Also checking in with no major delays. We just have typical afternoon traffic. And if you see anything else on the roads or have any other details, just give a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. For weather, we still have high temperatures throughout the rest of this afternoon. And coming up tomorrow, we do have an excessive heat warning. So we have a heat advisory for the rest of today until 7 p.m. Tonight, our low will be 80. Few clouds right now, and 94 in Pensacola, 95 in Milton, and 93 in Gulf Breeze, with the heat index at 106. Also, this traffic and weather report is brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors located at Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Gracie. 416 News Radio 92.3. Text line always open, 850-437-1620. Certainly appreciate the texts that we get during the show and even outside, at any time, whether it's a traffic update or news tip. We had several texts both to us and our sister station, Cat Country, when the shooting occurred. Let us in on that, and we certainly appreciate the community interaction that we get on a daily basis here. Looking at some other local headlines, this one over in Mobile, but this one came out in January where there was a firefighter in the city of Mobile who was fired. She says it was due to her neck tattoos. This is Kayana Adams, according to AL.com. She says she was terminated because of a neck tattoo, which she efforted to cover up, and also claims that firefighters with similar tattoos have not lost their jobs. She now has sued the city, claiming that her firing was discrimination. Adams said she heard offensive remarks from the day she was hired because of her race, gender, and sexual orientation. She's accusing the city of fostering a hostile work environment. In the city of Pensacola, there will no longer be recycling service to city residents. That's effective October 1st. Mayor D.C. Reeves hinted at this during his recent press conference.
Half the things that go in the 21,000 cans in the city of Pensacola are trash. They can't even be recycled.
And Reeves says that he's hoping to survey city residents about how they feel about a new recycling program for a fee. He says if people are paying for the service, they're more likely to use it in the correct way. Perdido Key Chamber of Commerce says they're underrepresented in tourism marketing efforts going after Visit Pensacola. This week, a Tourism Development Council meeting, they argued that most of the organization's marketing efforts are steering tourists towards Pensacola Beach.
And that's fine. We have nothing against Pensacola Beach, but I am in the business, and I would like for our businesses, for our visitors to stay there and go to our restaurants and go to our events and go to Floribama, all those things that we have in Perdido Key.
That's Tammy Thurow, president of the Perdido Chamber. She says on the Visit Pensacola Instagram page, Perdido Key is only mentioned 3 times in the last year. Commissioner Jeff Bergosh spoke out as well. He says Perdido Key brings in about 20% of the tourism tax dollars in Escambia County, and says they feel overlooked. Finally, the governor's office announcing that the red snapper season in the Gulf is going to be extended by 17 days. It's already a record for the number of days in this particular season. Now with adding every Friday through Saturday in September, Labor Day and Thanksgiving, that season now sits at 87 days. That's the longest combined season since the state assumed management of Red Snapper. 420 right now. We will take a break. We've got state and national headlines coming up. Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Do you know the impact video has in the minds of your future customer? In today's world, the average person consumes up to 6 hours of video a day. That is 25% of their time. If that large of a segment of their day is spent watching video, what's your company doing to create consumable content? Does your marketing and advertising strategy reflect appearing where they're watching this content? If it doesn't yet, it will soon. We are ADX Digital, and we help businesses leverage the power of video by putting brands just like yours in front of consumers using a wide variety of video marketing strategies, including social media mirroring, OTT, Amazon, video pre-roll, YouTube, Facebook and Instagram, and more. Ready to learn how we can do this for you? Email me today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com. That's connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan, and I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, live Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
We need your help.
It's the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital.
The 5th annual Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon for the Studer Family Children's Hospital is Friday, August 25th, Center Court at Cordova Mall, presented by Honto & Clark.
Wind Creek Casino and Hotel will match donations up to $20,000.
All the money stays right here.
You can hear stories of bravery and inspiration from local kids and families who've benefited from the care and expertise of the hospital's highly trained physicians and staff.
Thank you to our champion sponsors, Gulf Winds Cares Foundation, Florida Power and Light, and R1 RCM.
Thank you.
Proceeds will benefit the life-saving programs and services at Studer Family Children's Hospital.
You can get more at catcountrycares.com or text KIDS to 850-430-1987.
Proudly supporting your kids at the Cat Country Cares for Kids Radiothon.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Have you been thinking about getting fit but don't know where to start? Why not start at Running Wild? Running Wild specializes in fitting every person to the proper shoe, apparel, and training designed for their unique needs. An essential resource to the community on all things fitness related, Running Wild takes pride in serving, teaching, and encouraging customers to reach new goals. Start your fitness journey with the experts at Running Wild in Pensacola and Fairhope. Follow on Facebook or shop online at WeRunWild.com.
Listen to local talk, national talk, local news, and national news on News Radio Pensacola. Online, newsradio923.com, or by downloading the News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you're having a fantastic afternoon. We're going to get a really quick look at traffic and weather together before we get to our state headlines right here on Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. So the biggest slowdowns right now is going to be I-10 heading westbound throughout Holtz. There was an accident there. Don't have a lot of details on what really went on with the accident, but it did close down all lanes in the westbound direction. So that's going to be right near exit 45 throughout Santa Rosa County. I-10 westbound traffic is backed up for a good bit because of all these lanes. that are slowing down. So you are going to have to get off at the Holt exit. And again, that's in the westbound direction throughout Santa Rosa County. Other than that, we're looking good on our roads, but we do have some typical afternoon traffic throughout Gulf Breeze and Tiger Point. And if you see anything else on the roads, give a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111 with your details. We do have an excessive heat warning in effect for tomorrow, for Saturday here in our area. And then today we still have a heat advisory in effect until 7. Tonight, our low is going to be 80 with a few clouds right now. It's 94 in Pensacola, 95 in Milton, and 93 in Gulf Breeze, and heat index is at 106. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, taking a look at some state headlines here. Ron DeSantis is hinting he'd be willing to use drone strikes against Mexican drug cartels. He's in Iowa campaigning during the Iowa State Fair. He says if elected, he would use whatever force we need to take down Mexican drug cartels with or without help from Mexico's government. DeSantis says the cartels are like a foreign terrorist organization. Also, the state of Florida working on an initiative to make sure people understand the dangers of the summer heat. State Agriculture Commissioner Wilton Simpson was in Brevard County earlier today explaining a statewide heat stroke prevention campaign. He says every fuel pump will soon feature a new inspection sticker warning people to never leave a child or pet inside of a hot car. Miami Mayor Francis Suarez is worried he's been left out of surveys and losing a chance to participate in the first GOP debate. He says he respects the minimum threshold the Republican National Committee requires for candidates to debate, but is concerned whether the process is fair. He also says that he's met the 40,000 donor threshold, but needs to be at 1% minimum polling, which he has yet to meet.
Also, a Miami-Dade County police officer is accused of throwing a cheeseburger at his wife before throwing a punch. So that's Officer Andres Perez was arrested yesterday afternoon in Miramar police after cops were called to the home where he shares with his wife. So the pair was allegedly arguing about financial and infidelity issues. And when he threw the cheeseburger at her, he then threw a punch.
Looking at some national headlines now, President Biden is calling on Congress for $24 billion for Ukraine. But some Republicans have been hesitant about putting any more money towards Ukraine's efforts as the war against Russia continues on with no signs of stopping anytime soon. They say more oversight is needed to see exactly where the $45 billion already sent to Ukraine went to.
Also, a white supremacist who allegedly threatened jurors and witnesses in the trial of the Pittsburgh synagogue shooter is now in custody. So federal agents on Thursday arrested Hardy Lloyd of West Virginia. Prosecutors said that Lloyd sent threatening letters and emails to witnesses and jurors in the trial and describes the mass shooter, Robert Bowers, as a lone wolf hero.
Lawmakers say they're being stonewalled by the Pentagon in their push for answers on unidentified flying objects. Tennessee Republican Tim Burchett said he's been blocked from holding a classified briefing with the former intelligence officer who told Congress last month the U.S. government is covering up a program that has retrieved UFOs.
And we've been apparently denied access to a SCIF. So the real answer, the real solution now is just go ahead with the special select committee. So we can have that subpoena power and we can call them in with their attorneys and make this information public.
Burchett says he and his colleagues are willing to use subpoena power if needed to get answers they're seeking from the federal government.
Also, the founder of the collapsed cryptocurrency exchange FTX is being sent back to jail ahead of his fraud trial. A judge revoked Sam Bankman-Fried's bail today, and the decision came after the federal prosecutors accused him of tampering with witnesses. The former crypto king has been confirmed to his parents' home in California on a $250 million bond.
The IRS can't find thousands of microfilm cartridges with millions of sensitive business and personal tax account records. That's according to a report from the Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration. The review found significant deficiencies in the way the IRS keeps the files safe.
Also, Illinois is going to continue its ban on assault weapons. So the state Supreme Court upheld the law 4-3 ruling, the ban on assault-style rifles and high-capacity magazines, was passed by the state lawmakers in January and signed into law by the Democrat governor. It is 4:30 right here on News Radio 92.3. It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. We're going to get a Fox News update followed by Year in Money Now. When we come back, we'll be speaking with Tanner Stewart for the week that was. He is live at the Escambia Sheriff's Office, and we'll be getting some details from him right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News. I'm Tom Rigotti. The attorney general names a special counsel to continue the investigation of President Biden's son. Fox's Jared Halpern has more.
U.S. Attorney David Weiss has been looking into multiple allegations against the president's son, Hunter, for 4 years. He'll now continue that work, Attorney General Merrick Garland says, as a special counsel.
This appointment confirms my commitment to provide Mr. Weiss all the resources he requests.
It also reaffirms, Garland says, a commitment for Weiss to work independently and take all steps he deems appropriate.
At least 55 people are dead from catastrophic wildfires on Maui. Fox's William Lajeunesse is there.
The number of victims is expected to grow because the mayor says the victims found so far were only found outside buildings. And we know some individuals died inside their homes as well. So they brought in search teams from the mainland.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Wholesale prices rose a bit more than expected in July. The Labor Department says the producer price index edged up 0.3% from the prior month. Economists were expecting a 0.2% increase. Also, the core PPI, which excludes volatile food and energy prices, increased 0.2%. That, too, a tick higher than expected. Wholesale food prices jumped 0.5% last month after a slight decrease in June. On an annual basis, core producer prices were up 2.7% in July. Millions of Amazon orders are arriving on doorsteps across the U.S. now without any extra packaging. The change represents the next frontier in the tech giant's overhaul of its delivery processes. One CEO, Andy Jassy, hopes will appeal to customers who are put off by the volume of Amazon-branded boxes they receive and discard every week. A mixed performance for U.S. stocks today. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ both finished in the red slightly, but the Dow Industrials managed a 105-point gain. That's Your Money Now.
Did you know China starts teaching financial literacy in preschool? American kids are getting left behind, but we can help at home thanks to The Sensibles, a team of animated superheroes who help kids develop smart money habits in a fun way. Each month, they get a kit in the mail with a DVD, a comic book, access to an interactive website, fun activities, and lots more. Visit bcs-kids.com today and enter promo code CENT for 20% off. Digital subscriptions also available. The Sensibles. It's the sensible thing to do.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
This is Maggie Gray with the CBS Sports Minute. Look around the NFL and it feels like more teams than usual with boom or bust potential. The Jets are all in with Aaron Rodgers, but have a shaky offensive line and play in a tough division. The Browns have a solid roster, but are counting on Deshaun Watson regaining his old form from 3 years ago. And the Broncos, who were a laughingstock last year, have Sean Payton, but Russell Wilson will turn 35 this season. I'm Maggie Gray.
Dad, I don't feel good.
I'll grab the Vicks DayQuil Kids Honey.
Isn't DayQuil just for parents?
Actually, Vicks DayQuil Kids Honey is just for kids. Specially designed to treat kids' most bothersome cold symptoms quickly. With a honey-licious tasting flavor kids like.
You know what else kids like?
DayQuil Kids Honey first, then video games.
Deal.
Vicks DayQuil Kids Honey. The kids' honey-licious daytime coughing, congestion, stuffy head, stuffy nose medicine. Safe for ages 6+.
Shooing seagulls away from our beach snacks is easy, but keeping my frequent heartburn away? That was a full-time job. I had to chew up to 10 antacids a day to manage it. Then I tried Prilosec OTC. Just one pill a day blocks my frequent heartburn for a full 24 hours, giving me one and done heartburn relief. Thanks to Prilosec OTC, now my heartburn's on vacation too.
Prilosec OTC, one pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn. It's possible while taking Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Many businesses in our area ask us point blank, why do I need you, meaning ADX Digital, to do my business's digital marketing? Why can't I just do it on my own with Facebook and Google? Well, just because you can does not necessarily mean you should. The reality of it is digital marketing is constantly changing, growing, and evolving. Are you up to date with the latest advancements, trained in the latest technologies and platforms? Do you really have the time to design all the ads on your own, read the ebooks, plan the campaign, and begin to try to learn all of this stuff yourself? Aren't you already responsible for holding down the workload of 2-3 full-time jobs already? It's time you contact our trusted team of media experts at ADX Digital. We are your trusted team for community partnerships and radio marketing, and a comprehensive list of opportunities available for you in the online digital marketing space. We invite you to email us today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com to get started on your path to a digital marketing partnership.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, happens every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, Class X hits the stage. They're bringing the classic rock hits from the 70s, 80s, 90s, as well as music from today. It's Bands on the Beach with Class X this Tuesday night at 7. Remember, no pets or glass allowed.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3 and 95.3. Listen on the AM dial at 1620. Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app. You can also listen to podcasts of all of our local shows on demand and get news and traffic alerts. Listen to local talk shows in the morning and afternoon drive, and we're Pensacola's home for Brian Kilmeade. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Right now on News Radio 92.3, Joe and Gracie on a Friday. Going to get a really quick look at traffic and weather together before we get an interview with Tanner Stewart with the week that was right here on News Radio 92.3. So looking at the roads, the major slowdown is just going to be on I-10. If you're in the westbound, going in the westbound direction throughout Holt, there was an accident that has really slowed things down with all lanes closed off. That's westbound on I-10 as you're going through Holt. You're going to need an alternative route, and you're going to be directed off of I-10. Other than that, we're looking good. If you see anything else on the roads, just give a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. Real quick for weather, we do have an excessive heat warning in effect for tomorrow, for Saturday, and we still have a heat advisory in effect until 7 p.m. tonight. Right now, a few clouds, 94 in Pensacola, 95 in Milton, 92 in Gulf Breeze, but heat index is at 106. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right. Thank you very much, Gracie. 438 here, News Radio 92.3, 850-437-1620 is the text line. We'll bring Tanner on now. And normally at this time, have a conversation about the week that was, some of the lighter stuff. I think we'll put that on hold for a week and hop on here with Tanner, as you are quite busy right now, sir, trying to put pieces together following the tragic shooting at the Home Depot this afternoon. So, Tanner, as I am been sitting here this afternoon and piecing this together myself, I am, in my mind, making the connection. This looks awfully similar to the tragic shooting of Carla Williams out at the Pensacola Fitness, where this was appears to be a targeted attack where the suspect knew where the victim would be, and she was the only person that was shot. And this is circumstantially looking like what happened out at the Home Depot this afternoon. The suspect ID'd as 20-year-old Keith Eric Aggie, Sheriff's office confirming that he knew the victim. So, Tanner, thanks so much for hopping on with us here on what is a busy Friday afternoon for you, I'm sure. So, first, you were out at Home Depot. What were you seeing out there? The people that you were able to talk to, kind of paint a picture for us of what exactly happened out there.
Yeah, good afternoon, Joe and Gracie. I can't say it was much of a hectic scene. By the time we got out here, Joe, it was probably about an hour and a half to 2 hours after the incident. We have other crews on the other side of the Home Depot, and we're back here now. But there were some store employees just over to the side of the store when we got here, and I walked over to talk with one of them. And he tells me that he was in the back of the store, and out of nowhere, he just started to hear 5 to 6 shots, and he said it was just one after another in a matter of seconds. And he says he knew immediately what he thought was going on and ran toward the back exit when he noticed some other store workers were operating heavy machinery and had no idea. They couldn't hear it because of the equipment that they were on. So he grabbed those workers, and they all stormed out of the back of the Home Depot. And he was pretty shaken up, Joe. And from what I've heard from other witnesses around here, it was an African-American victim. We know that now. We know about the suspect. And it's really, it really is unfortunate. And I heard you mention the parallels to the Carla Williams story. I don't think we've covered anything similar to that since then up until today. The photographer that I'm with now, Jeremy Partridge, he and I both worked that case at Pensacola Fitness, and that trial still ongoing, or right. Court dates have been set and on, so on and so forth. But yeah, just really unfortunate stuff here, Joe. It you know, the sheriff announcing it, this was a domestic dispute, and this was not a random act. There have multiple people, victims believed to be injured. Their conditions, though, unknown at this time. I think they did suffer some minor injuries, so that's good. But again, just, you know, one is too many, and it's a sad situation.
And Tanner, the other, I guess, angle that you were working on that you alluded to in your update at the 4 o'clock newscast was that ECAT buses had been called to whisk people, whether they were employees or just customers there, over to the sheriff's office. I would imagine this would be standard in an instance like this. I mean, maybe you can speak to that, being out at the scene of the Carla Williams tragedy, where this was obviously a very public place with a lot of people that weren't involved in the situation but just happened to be there. So is this pretty standard where, you know, hey, we're just trying to see what you may have saw, what you may have heard? Maybe there's they're going to have access to grief counselors. Can you speak towards that much?
Well, I can tell you with, you know, just going back to the Carla Williams case, you're talking about the similarities there. And I talked to some witnesses throughout that time since then, and I don't know if they were actually transported to another location or more so moved to a different part of that. There was a larger parking lot there. But we were told some 40 witnesses were moved here from ECAT buses, and my photographer captured the buses leaving. We don't know exactly where they went. Now, as far as if that is standard practice, I can tell you as a news viewer, that seems to be, you know, in cases like this where there is an extreme amount of witnesses, yeah, I would think they're getting transported to a place to be questioned by investigators, you know, with their accounts. As far as where they went, we were at the sheriff's office. We didn't witness any ECAT buses coming to or from there. That doesn't mean they weren't there at the sheriff's office. Their status unknown at this time. What we do know, I think, fortunately, is that there is just one suspect in this case. He was apprehended, and that's really all we know as of right now. Now, I talked to the store employee earlier that I mentioned. I don't know if he went on one of those buses or not, because by the time we talked, the buses were still here, and he had gone off by the time those buses were leaving. So don't know exactly who was on those buses or how many, but we know a number of employees believed to be inside that were around the scene of the shooting. And I was told it was right around the lighting area. And if you're familiar with Home Depot, it's normally toward the front of the store. This employee was a contracted employee doing some sort of inventory on the store. And really, that's what we know right now.
All right. Well, Tanner, we, you know, certainly appreciate talking to you each and every Friday. Obviously, you know, a bit somber this time. So we'll try to get back to some of the lighter stuff next week. But thanks so much for hopping on with us here, and we'll talk to you next week, okay?
Yeah, looking forward to it, Joe, and thanks for having me on as always. We'll try to keep everybody posted and maybe have an update here before the night's over.
Yeah, thanks so much, Tanner. We appreciate it. Again, Tanner Stewart, Channel 3 reporter and anchor there. He and Yona Gavino leading the team coverage there. So 4:45, we'll get an update now on the roads and weather. Gracie?
We still have extremely slow-moving traffic, I-10 westbound throughout Holt. This is due to an accident that has closed off I-10 westbound. So it does close off at the 45 exit and has all the cars getting off at that exit. So just keep that in mind. Again, that's going westbound. It is backing up almost about halfway through the Holt exit, and the Crestview exit is where it's backing up to. So just keep that in mind. If you're heading westbound on I-10 throughout Holt, that's where you're going to be seeing some slowdowns due to that accident. We also have another patch of traffic on I-10, but on the other side of town, that's going to be on throughout Baldwin County in Alabama. That's also due to an accident. Looks like it's no roadblock, but it is slowing down there. But just keep that in mind. If you see anything else on the roads or have any other details, give a call to the traffic line. 850-262-6111 is the number to call. And for weather, we have an excessive heat warning in effect for tomorrow, a heat advisory in effect until 7 p.m. tonight. We have a low of 80 tonight. It's 94 in Pensacola, 95 in Milton, and 96 in Gulf Breeze, with the heat index at 106. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right. Looking quickly here, we'll get just a little bit of a scoreboard, what's happening in the world of sports this evening. No games in progress. NFL, we've got 6 preseason games tonight. NFL Network will have 2 of those. The Packers and the Bengals starts at 6. The Broncos and the Cardinals follows that at 9 o'clock. Also likely to be on network TV, the Dolphins and the Falcons, that starts at 6 as well. The Buccaneers and the Steelers starting at 6 o'clock, too. Major League Baseball, we have the Braves at the Mets. That one starts at 6:20. The Rays and the Guardians start at 5:40. That one on ESPN+. The Marlins hosting the Yankees at 5:40. Apple TV doubleheader. The Cubs taking on the Blue Jays in Toronto starting at 6:07. And the Giants versus the Rangers at 9:15. Taking a look at some health, business, and science notes today. Target recalling over 2 million scented candles that might shatter while burning. The recall issued yesterday affects 5.5-ounce one-wick candles and 20-ounce three-wick candles sold in glass jars. Target says they've received 19 reports of the jars shattering while the wick is burning.
Also, a number of suicides in the United States is at an all-time high. So that's according to a new report from the CDC. Roughly 49,000 Americans committed suicide in 2022, and nearly 3% increase over the prior year. Over half of those suicides involved firearms.
The best light show of the year is playing this weekend. It's the annual Perseid meteor shower. It runs from mid-July to late August, and it's supposed to peak Saturday night. Watching the sky, especially a clear, dark sky, will offer views of anywhere from dozens to 100 meteors an hour, streaks of light zipping across the sky at 37 miles per second. NASA says the best viewing is a couple of hours before sunrise, but meteors will begin showing off as early as around 9 p.m. on Saturday night. I would imagine the beach would be a great spot for that.
That'd be awesome. Online job site Indeed says it saw a 50% spike in searches for UPS jobs in the week after Teamsters touted the historic deal. So UPS CEO says full-time drivers will average $170,000 in pay and benefits at the end of a 5-year contract. That delivery giant struck that deal with the Teamster union last month after avoiding a strike. And existing part-time workers are going to get a raise to at least $21 an hour.
Looking at some pop culture notes, the biggest search for Scotland's legendary Loch Ness Monster in 50 years is set for later this month. Drones fitted with infrared cameras will fly over the lake in the Scottish Highlands, and a hydrophone will be used to detect any unusual underwater sounds. Organizers say the search on August 26th and 27th will be the biggest since the early 70s. That was headed up by the Loch Ness Investigative Bureau, which was created in the 1960s. Gracie, are you a believer of the Loch Ness Monster? We can't get you quite on UFOs. What about Nessie?
I think I'm going to say yes to Nessie. Yeah?
Our underwater ally, as Napoleon Dynamite calls him or her.
Oh, gosh. This is also an awesome pop culture story. A Barbie craze is spawning a Barbie corn maze in South Jersey. So it's at Happy Day Farm, which has a pink Barbie tractor, pink lawn chairs, and a life-size Barbie doll box that you can pose in. This is all in preparation for the 10-acre Barbie corn maze that's going to be unveiled at the farm's fall festival. That's going to be on September 10th.
All right, 4:50. We'll take our final break this hour. Coming up next, trash talk in the world of soccer is apparently hurting feelings so much that the people that are hurt are threatening arrests. We'll tell you why coming up. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Building-related illnesses. We get a lot of calls for this. Who do you know that is sick from the building they're in? Hi, this is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. Building-related illness symptoms include coughing, sneezing, headaches, itchy, watery eyes, and a host of breathing problems. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we have the solution. We can inspect, clean, and treat your AC system so you'll feel great. If you have dust issues or health problems that you feel are related to your home or office building, you should give us a call. We'll share the tips and secrets you need to know for a comfortable, healthy indoor environment. Gulf Coast Air Care is at 850-934-2768. Our service will extend the life of your air conditioner and your system will be much more energy efficient too. Let us help you by cleaning the most neglected system in your home or workplace. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com.
Edit, Sarah.
Serious cleaning, Gulf Coast Air Care.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Summer season is here and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on the Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and an encore hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Barnes Feed Store, Pensacola Hardware, and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning on the show. We talked a lot about the Tourism Development Council and some of the topics that came up in their meeting this week, including how much funding, if any, should be available to the new Chappie James Monument at the entrance to Pensacola from the Three Mile Bridge, a proposed new changing area next to the bathrooms out on Casino Beach from Commissioner Bender, and people throwing around Willie Jr.'s name in connection with the development at OLF 8. Some wild stuff. All of this is available on the podcast at newsradio923.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
Yeah. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. Always feel like always free to call or text in at 850-437-1620 with your thoughts, opinions, questions. Going to get a really quick look at traffic and weather together before we get some wacky and weird stories and some good news. Well, we do have some extreme slowdowns on I-10 westbound. This is going to be throughout Holt after an accident occurred that closed all lanes in the westbound direction. So you are going to be redirected off to the Holt exit. So that is slowing things down a good bit. It's about halfway between Holt and Crestview where those slowdowns are going to start occurring. If you see anything else on the roads, give a call to 850-262-6111. And for weather, we do have an excessive heat warning in effect for tomorrow. We have a heat advisory in effect until 7 p.m. Tonight's low is going to be 82. It's 94 in Pensacola, 95 in Milton, and 82 in Gulf Breeze, and heat index at 106. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right. Thank you very much. So I love everything about this story, and I know your boyfriend will too.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, it is today the opening day of the Premier League season, which means that I have a feeling that tomorrow you are going to be relegated to a couch watching Premier League football for the next...
I'm hoping not because I think Arsenal plays at like 6 a.m. So I'm not going to be up for that one. So
your first game.
Yeah, I know. No, I
support the...
I still might be dragged over at 6 o'clock yeah. and say, wear this jersey, but...
Absolutely. So this... I love this. I love good, clean, trash talk. And this is apparently too much for the country of Argentina. So Argentina has had it with foreign soccer fans who are destroying the country's money to taunt home teams. So this is a common way for fans of countries and other countries to taunt their teams about the value of the Argentine peso, which is all but worthless because of hyperinflation. They've had years of it. So fans from Brazil, Chile, Argentina's chief rivals, excuse me.
Well, basically what they're doing is they're tearing up the money to provoke them. And
yeah, so I think that's fair play. But Argentina's tired of it. So they're saying that for fans that are caught tearing up or burning peso bills, they'll send him to jail for up to 30 days.
Could you imagine being at a soccer game and then going to jail for a month? And I'm assuming in Argentina.
Hey, what are you in here for? I tore up some pesos.
I will say those soccer fans are really passionate.
Oh yeah.
So
especially down there.
Yeah, for sure. Also, just this just sounds like a really bad situation. Newark, New Jersey passengers stranded for hours on the on a plane minus air conditioning are angry at United Airlines. So on July 3rd, a Rome-bound flight was delayed for technical issues that connected to the AC. Passengers were stuck on the tarmac with no cooling and little food or water for 7 hours. Before the flight was then canceled due to the crew regulations. So,
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
You can endure 20 seconds of a snake being wrapped around your arm and a hawk coming to retrieve it, like that poor Texas woman that we talked about yesterday. Or you can be stuck on a tarmac inside a plane for 7 hours with no AC, little to no food or water. Which one are you choosing?
Oh, my goodness. I think I'm going to have to say the snake because it's only 20 seconds, even though that just sounds like the worst thing ever. And I hate reptiles. I hate frogs.
But seven hours,
no air conditioning. Ugh.
On an airplane.
And then you don't go to Rome? No, thank you. No, thank you. Well, we are going to get a real quick good news story. Hopefully Joe stops coughing before we come back.
So, yeah.
But a group of lifeguards at Flagler Beach, Florida, used their rescue buoys to form a human chain to save a boogie boarder who got pulled out by a riptide. The guy who works at a tattoo shop nearby happened to be using a drone during his break and got the whole thing on video.
That's pretty cool.
So some good news coming from Florida. It is Gracie and Joe on Pensacola right now. Going to be back in just a bit. We'll get an update from WEAR, and we'll get all our local stories, local updates, and national and state headlines when we come back right here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.